لله الجبار شرحوا من علمهم حكمة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Ulama Profile Program with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Today we speak of one of the Ulama from the Durban area, Mu'ana Musa Ahmed Ameji Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh, the father of Hazrat Mu'ana Qasim Sahib Ameji, Tamad Barakatum, a senior alim, a imam in the Actonville area. Mu'ana, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته لنا.
والله جزاك الله for taking out your time this evening and speaking of your honorable father. Your time is much appreciated.
جزاكم الله. It's a pleasure.
مولانا, a brief family background into مولانا's father.
مولانا, regarding my late father, Hazrat مولانا موسى رحمة الله عليه, what can I say? Truly speaking, if I have to speak about him, really, I'm afraid there's a possibility I won't do the justice explaining to you about his qualities. And of course, first and foremost, like you questioned about the family background. My late father, Mawlana Musa Ahmad Ahmadi Rahmatullahi, was born in 1917 in a small little village called Taraj, which is located in Surat area in India. In the family, alhamdulillah, we were totally six brothers. The eldest was my late uncle, Hafiz Muhammad Ameji Rahmatullahi. Secondly, thereafter, was my late uncle, Haji Ismail Ameji Rahmatullahi. And thirdly, was my late father, Wadana Musa Ameji Rahmatullahi. And fourth amongst the brothers was my late uncle, Haji Yusuf Ameji. And was my late uncle, Hafiz Mahmood Ameji Rahmatullahi, who passed away in a train accident, who was made shaheed, he and his wife. And the sixth, alhamdulillah, who's still living, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my last uncle a long life with health, Munan Ibrahim Ameji, who resides in Streatham in London. Alhamdulillah, incidentally, speaking about my uncle, said, by the way, the late Mulana Ibrahim Mullah Rahmatullahi of Rainsford Benoni and Mulana Muhammad Nana by Venetia happened to be the students of my uncle, Mulana Ibrahim Meji, who is residing in Streatham. Alhamdulillah, my late grandfather, my dada, Ahmad Ameji, Haji Ahmad Ameji, was a very, very simple man. He was an ordinary man, as a farmer, and his occupation was farming. Even though very, very simple at heart, alhamdulillah, he always had the highest respect for deen in his heart. And he always had that deep desire within his heart to ensure that his children gain, retain the highest Islamic ta'aleem in education. And as a result, alhamdulillah, he granted his children the ability and the freedom, alhamdulillah, to pursue Islamic knowledge. And amongst them, alhamdulillah, my father, Mawlana Musa Ameji Rahmatullahi, had become an alim. And of course, my uncle, Mawlana Ibrahim Ameji also, and the other uncles also, who were, alhamdulillah, huffaz of the Quran al-Kareem. My father, alhamdulillah, from the outset, when the first madrasa was established in Taraj, and that madrasa also is established, my father to start late, Mawlana Ali Muhammad Saraji Rahmatullahi, who was the first Gujarati alim who qualified in Darul Ulum Deoband, and Darul Deoband in turn, alhamdulillah, hired his services for the khidmat and serving of deen in Darul Ulum Deoband. He was the first Gujarati alim to be offered a post, which speaks volumes of the caliber of person Hazrat Mawlana Ali Muhammad Radwi Rahmatullahi was. And alhamdulillah, my father completed the Hifz Quran by Mawlana Ali Rahmatullahi. Incidentally, Mawlana Ali Rahmatullahi also was the contemporary of Qari Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullahi, who was the principal and rector of Darul Ulum Deoband. In fact, to the best of my knowledge, it has reached me that even the late Hafiz Ahmed Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the late father of Qari Faisal Rahmatullah Alayhi, appointed Manan Ali Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi, my father's ustad, to listen to the door in Amukhta of Manana Qari Faisal Rahmatullah Alayhi's son. From this you can gauge what respect Manana Hafiz Ahmed Rahmatullah Alayhi had for Manan Ali Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, when he erected the small madrasa in Karaj, one never thought for a moment, alhamdulillah, through the decades, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring so many talaba and students from throughout the world to take ta'aleem in Karaj. Karaj, as I mentioned earlier on, is a very, very small village. Even today also, in those terms you would find, plus minus, about only 1,000 Muslims living in Karaj itself. But alhamdulillah, far as Ruhani is concerned, alhamdulillah, thousands of people have qualified as Huffaz, Qurra of the Quran al-Kareem, and today, alhamdulillah, the ta'aleem, the Islamic education has reached an academic level where, alhamdulillah, even Bukhari Sharif, alhamdulillah, is being taught in Taraj. My father initially, alhamdulillah, he completed the hijj by Mawla Ali Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. And thereafter, he continued doing few Dars and Nizami kitabs, but Mawlana Ali Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. That is part of it regarding his family background and part about his ta'aleem. Can I?
Ji, Mawlana, you want to carry on? Mawlana had begun the issue of Mawlana's father's ta'aleem. Mawlana wants to carry on with the ta'aleem?
Ji, I'll speak about the studies, Mawlana.
Ji, Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah, my father completed the Hifz al-Quran by Mawlana Ali Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. And far as students are concerned during this time, notable students and ulama, contemporaries and fellow students during this time initially, who studied by Mawlana Ali Muhammad Taraju Rahmatullah Ali, was the late Mawlana Ahmed Musa Pandur, Italian Rahmatullah Ali, who initially served Deen in Port Louis, Mauritius, and thereafter he made Hijrah to UK, where he served Deen and he passed away. Secondly, Hazrat Mawlana Mahmud Timol Taraji Rahmatullah Alayhi, who resided in Indonesia, who passed away a few years ago, he also was one of the fellow students of my late father. And then there was late Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel Taraji Rahmatullah Alayhi, who also studied by Mawlana Ali Muhammad Taraji Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he also served Deen for many, many years, alhamdulillah, in Port Louis, Mauritius, and he also migrated to the UK, where he passed away a few years ago. And the fifth among them was Mawlana Khalil Ahmed Patel, Taraji Rahmatullah Alayhi, who served many years in Nelspruit, and who also happened to be the late brother-in-law of my late father, Rahmatullah Alayhi. So these are a few names I've mentioned. Besides that, alhamdulillah, there were hundreds of talaba students of Mawlana Ali Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, who alhamdulillah completed the Quran al-Kareem Hijj at his hands, and not only that, many of them alhamdulillah studied kitabs by him in Mishkat Sharif and Jalalain Sharif. My father was also among them alhamdulillah, who had the honor of doing Mishkat Sharif and Jalalain Sharif by him. And to complete the Dawrah Hadith, my father had to go to Dabil, Madrasa Darul Ulum, the Jama Islamiyah there. And he also, alhamdulillah, he was most fortunate through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he studied under the galaxy of great scholars in ulama kiram, great scholars such as Hazrat Mawlana Idris Kandalvi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Badri Anam rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat Mawlana Shafir Abu Rahmani rahmatullah alayhi. So alhamdulillah, who was most fortunate alhamdulillah to study by this mutaqaddimin of our kabirin alhamdulillah. ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. It is only the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding my father's asatiza, my father had alhamdulillah the greatest respect for them. And alhamdulillah, throughout his life, he always instilled these values in our heart, amongst other values, about respect for one ustad. He always told us, keep one thing in mind, you see something within your ustad which may not be appealing to you, you always mention, never ever raise any objection to them. He says, leave aside raising objection far as verbal statement is concerned. He says, apne dil ke andar bhi koi bhi waswasa bhi apne ustad aur shaykh ke khilaf nahi aana chahiye. This was the level and degree of respect he had for his asatiyah kiram and of course for the mashayikh kiram rahimahumullah ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, these values, alhamdulillah, we have imbibed within us to make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us more benefits from all the nasiha and advices that given us in his lifetime.
Ameen.
This was, alhamdulillah, the respect he had for the asatiyah and mashayikh kiram.
You're listening to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. We are profiling this evening the father of Maulana Qasim Ameji, Maulana Musa Ameji Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh. And we are speaking, we've covered the one aspect of Maulana's background and a little bit of Maulana's initial studies. Going forward, we are asking Maulana Qasim Ameji that Maulana, with regards to your father, once he graduated, came from Taraj, graduated in Dabel, what khidmat did he do of deen subsequent to this, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, Mawla, after he qualified from Dabel, thereafter straight away, alhamdulillah, he was transferred to Budan. Budan is a village in Gujarat, where my late father, rahmatullah alayhi, served there for 11 years as principal of the Hijj classes, and also as imam, as principal of the madrasa and of the Hijj classes, and also as the imam of the Jama Masjid there in Budan, Gujarat. He also taught Farsi, Persian as a language, and alhamdulillah, under his guardianship and alhamdulillah and guidance, 23 Kuffar's pupils completed the Hijj under him. In 1942, alhamdulillah, my father married my mother, Sarah, whose late my nana's name was Ibrahim Ditu in Budan. And alhamdulillah, my mother was very, is still, alhamdulillah, very deeni conscious. Alhamdulillah, she has a great amount of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a long life.
Ameen.
She is 94 years old today, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, incidentally, my late father, alhamdulillah, my mother made a lot of khidmat for him, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from her, alhamdulillah.
Ameen, yeah.
And may Allah ta'ala place a shadow, a lofty shadow of us for many, many years with help.
Ameen, ameen, Maulana.
Coming back to the point I mentioned earlier on is, he married her in the same village, and alhamdulillah, and from this marriage, there were 18 children, 11 boys and 7 girls. And of this, 4 passed away in infancy in India itself. And just recently, 1992, my eldest brother, Ahmed, passed away also. After serving in Budan, Gujarat for 11 years, my father thereafter was invited to South Africa in 1949. And he was appointed as the imam of the Jama Masjid in Stanger, KwaZulu-Natal, where he served for 14 years as principal of the madrasa, and he was the imam also in the local masjid. While serving as a principal in the maktab of the madrasa also, as a principal, he conducted classes also. Beside the normal classes, alhamdulillah, he also conducted the Hijj class as well. Alhamdulillah, this mention, plus minus 11 students completed Hijj al-Quran under him. And some of his well-known students are the late Maulana Ahmad Saeed Wahid Rahmatullah Alayhi of Shaka Scroll, late Hafiz Marthoom, Hafiz Ismail Umarji, late Hafiz Ahmad Saeed Desai, and of course Hafiz Yusuf Mullah, Hafiz Mahmud Borat, Hafiz Suleiman Baleshwar, many of them still are living, alhamdulillah. My father made khidmat of deen in Stanger also for many years. In 1963, thereafter, my father was appointed as imam of the Verulam Masjid and continued his classes voluntarily when, alhamdulillah, 7 students completed the Hijj under him, including Maulana Yusuf Osman, who, alhamdulillah, recently compiled about the khidmat and services with the ulama, 30 ulama ikiram who carried out dini khidmat in the Natal area and all the other muadzinin, and of course the mashayikh and asatiza in the KwaZulu area. So Maulana Yusuf Usman, alhamdulillah, happens to be one of those students who qualified as the Hafiz of the Quran at the hands of my father, Maulana Musa Asad, rahmatullahi alayhi. Regarding my father, the Hafiz of the Quran is concerned, alhamdulillah, he was a Hafiz of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, had granted him a fantastic memory. He was truly a person who was an ashiq of the Quran al-Kareem. Whenever you saw my late father, rahmatullahi alayhi, walking, taking a walk, going anywhere or the other, with all his fine, his tongue was constantly engaged in tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Look down and walk, this was his daily trend, alhamdulillah. He was one who really loved the Quran al-Kareem. And whether he was in Hadr or Safar, my father, rahmatullahi alayhi, served the community in many ways. At times, he, after serving the community, came late at night, sometimes 12 o'clock or after midnight also, but he should never sleep till Hijj. He recited at least one juz of the Quran al-Kareem. This was his ma'amul all the time. So he really loved the Quran al-Kareem, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, alhamdulillah, a fantastic hafza and memory. In fact, he had the ability, well, alhamdulillah, actually you find many ulama have that ability also, alhamdulillah. It is only as a tahdith bin ni'mah, relating ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of the Hufsa students in Stanger mentioned that your late father, rahmatullahi alayhi, had the ability to listen to 4 or 5 of us at one time, at one sitting. And he says, no one could escape your late father, rahmatullahi alayhi. If 2 or 3 made simultaneous mistake, your father, rahmatullahi alayhi, pinpointed the mistake immediately and still stopped. This is your mistake, this is your mistake, this is your mistake. He was so alert, alhamdulillah. This is indeed a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the Quran al-Kareem also, I do remember when my late father passed away in the marriage of rahmatullahi, when he passed away, and I met one of his ulama friends, of course, who was a junior from the South Coast area. He met me, and after the janazah salat, he embraced me, made mulaqat, and he told me, Mulana, your father, rahmatullahi, I will never ever forget my entire life. So I looked at him, then he saw the curiosity on my face and explained. He says, when your late father, rahmatullahi, once performed Tarawih Salat behind me in Jalalabad in India, many years ago, he came for a holiday there in Ramadan, he was there. He said, he performed Tarawih Salat behind me, and he said, he rectified me, he corrected me regarding a certain verse. And while performing Tarawih Salat, the thought occurred to my mind that all these years I was reading, I must be correct. How can I be incorrect? Anyway, he says, I did take the luqma, accepted it, and I kept quiet. But he says, thereafter I went to my room to recheck whether I was correct or Mawlana Musa Sahib Rahmatullah was correct. And he says, I myself, even though I was a hafiz of Quran for many, many years, he realized, he said, that particular mistake was a mistake, and he mentioned, nobody corrected that mistake of mine for a couple of years, even though I performed Tarawih Salat for many, many years. So he says, alhamdulillah, this rectifying of that mistake of mine, alhamdulillah, made an indelible impression upon our mind, and up to today he says, whenever I come across that verse of the Quran al-Kareem, which your father corrected, alhamdulillah, I always remember him and always make dua for him. Not only himself, the others also related the same also, alhamdulillah. Your father, alhamdulillah, was a very solid hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him a tremendous amount of Quranic knowledge, he had ulum and taqwa to a high level, yet my father was a very, very low profile person. Very, very humble, kept to himself. He died gosha nashini, seclusion. He loved to be by himself with tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, engaged in mutala of kitabs, of deen. This was his lifestyle, my father. He never engaged in gossip. He abstained from all that. He always had that love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are amongst the other values which my father, alhamdulillah, rahmatullahi, instilled within us. So this is far as the hifz of the Quran al-Kareem was concerned. My father, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala gave him really ishq of the Quran al-Kareem. He used to recite the Quran constantly, even while walking every morning about 2 or 3 kilometers to the Qabristan in Garalam. My father used to always recite the Quran al-Kareem constantly, going and coming back always. Not only that, alhamdulillah, it is known that he did not miss a single salat with jama'at, with congregation, besides the few days in the hospital he was because he suffered from a heart attack. Alhamdulillah, he was very pardoned far as Salat is concerned, and many of his ma'amulat. Even the people, local people in Stang and Vellum also mentioned, alhamdulillah, far as imamat was concerned, your father's, alhamdulillah, sense of responsibility towards the Musalla, alhamdulillah, is something nobody can question, alhamdulillah. He was very, very pardoned. My father never owned a car his entire life. My father, if need necessity, he had to go from Verulam to Durban for some errands or the other. He made sure that before Zuhr Salat, he was back in Verulam to perform his Salat. Very rarely he missed a Salat, alhamdulillah, as far as an imam is concerned, alhamdulillah. I know for 18, 19 years, he was in Verulam. To the best of my knowledge, he had a holiday only one or two occasions. This was his degree and level of sense of dedication and devotion to the Musalla solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me also and grant us also the tawfiq, the hidayat, to imbibe those qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed within the heart and bosom and lifestyle and practical amali zindagi of my late father, Hazrat Mawlana Musa Sahib rahmatullah alayhi.
Ameen, Mawlana. We discussing, we are on the Ulama Profile program. We have with us Mawlana Qasim Ameji, and he's speaking about his late father, Hazrat Mawlana Musa Ameji Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Just we go briefly to what Mawlana Qasim Sahib has said. His father was born in 1917 in the village in Taraj in Surat. There were a total of six brothers. Mawlana initially started his education level in Taraj under the tutorship of the great alim and scholar, Mawlana Ali Muhammad, rahmatullahi alayhi, who Mawlana done his hifz and the initial stages of kitab right up till Jalalain as well. Thereafter, Mawlana's father moved on to Darul Ulum Dabel. In the Dabel, Mawlana standing under the great luminaries of that time, and we all know at that time Dabel had the cream of the crop in terms of the ulama that were there as well. Mawlana also, after completing his hifz and after completing his alim course, Mawlana went to Bodan, where Mawlana thereafter was the principal of the madrasa. He ran a hifz class. He was the imam as well, and there were several 23 huffaz that qualified under Mawlana in Bodan as well. In 1949, South Africa was blessed, whereby they were honored with the presence of Hazrat Mawlana Musa Ameji rahmatullahi alayhi, where he came to the Jamia Masjid in Stanger. For 14 years, Mawlana was the imam in Stanger. He ran the madrasa, he ran the hifz class, he was the imam as well. And in this particular period, there were 11 huffaz that qualified under Mawlana as well. Somewhere around the year 1963, thereafter Mawlana moved to Verulam, and in Verulam, Mawlana stayed and Mawlana was the imam in that area of Verulam as well. Few of the qualities that Mawlana Qasim Sahib had touched, and inshallah Mawlana will give us a few other qualities as well, and that was that Mawlana's father was an ashik of Quran. He would love Quran. Whenever he would have time, he would be walking, he would be, whatever he would be involved in terms of perhaps going from one place to another, his love would be continuous in terms of reciting of the Holy Quran. If Mawlana would go somewhere out and come back because of some community errand, perhaps at some place Mawlana had to go for a meeting, attend the janazah, whatever the reason was, he would come back sometimes 12, even past 12. Mawlana would never sleep until he completed one juz of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Mawlana passed away in Pietermaritzburg, and Mawlana was one of those people. He then imamed for about 18 or 19 years, and within that period, perhaps at most, Mawlana went for a holiday on only two occasions. Imagine what dedication, just for the sake of guarding the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really amazing and fascinating regarding the life of Mawlana Musa Ameji rahmatullahi alayhi. If you're from Verulam, Stanger, Pietermaritzburg, and you knew Mawlana, and you want to contribute, send me a WhatsApp message or an SMS. The number is 071-878-9748, and inshallah we will read the message on air regarding Mawlana Musa Ameji sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Mawlana Qasim Sahib, in terms of going forward, you've mentioned a few qualities about your father. You want to expound on a few other qualities for the listeners, please, Mawlana?
Inshallah. One day before that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the tawfiq and hidayah to my father to perform the first hajj in plus minus 1959 or 1960, alhamdulillah. And that is when, alhamdulillah, he came in contact with his sheikh, late sheikh, and my sheikh also, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. And coincidentally, alhamdulillah, he saw Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi making tawaf of the Baytullah. When my father's first eyes fell upon him, my father was taken aback. In his word, he said, Maini kabhi bhi zindagi ke andar aisa nurani chehra nahi dekha.
Subhanallah.
I've never seen such a nurani face in my life, he said. And he says, I was taken aback. He says, ask one of my haji friends, late Haji Muhammad Tutla, rahmatullahi, the brother of Malana Yusuf Tutla of Stanga, who was with the Hajmina father that particular year. Say, who is this person? And he mentioned, he is Hazrat Malan Masihul Nasab, who is one of the Khalifas of Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Thandi bin Rahmatullahi. My father met him after his completion of Tawaf etc. And my father made request for Ba'at, and then, alhamdulillah, my father became Ba'at with him. My father also, as I mentioned to you earlier on, just as he was an Ashq of the Qur'an al-Kareem, alhamdulillah, he loved the Shaykh tremendously. He loved the Shaykh tremendously. In the words of when Ali mentioned very, very beautifully, you find our Kabirin always mentioned, we have heard three things in life. Qala Allah, what Allah Ta'ala said, Qala Rasul, what the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qala Shaykh, and what my Shaykh mentioned. This was that impression upon his heart. And to him, my father, rahmatullahi, whatever his Shaykh said was final. Whether he understood and never understood, what the Shaykh told him was final. And thus, my father became bad with him. And Hazrat Maulana Masihur Rahmatullahi was the spiritual mentor of my late father, Hazrat Maulana Masihur Rahmatullahi. And alhamdulillah, these values to how to value a Shaykh, before I even went to India to pursue Islamic studies, my father instilled these values within our heart. The respect we show towards the Shaykh, etc. Alhamdulillah, thereafter, my father performed a second Hajj in the year 1981. Just two incidents regarding this Hajj in 1981, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My father, as I mentioned to you, a person who loves seclusion, engaged, absorbed himself in the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Need necessity, he spoke, wherever he could help, somebody needed help, alhamdulillah, he was always at the forefront, never turning back. When he went to perform Hajj, he went to carry out the Ramiya Jamarat. Apparently, after doing the Ramiya Jamarat, my father fell down, slipped and fell down, and he was semi-conscious. My father says, when I woke up, he says, I felt somebody carrying me on his shoulders, taking me one side to the Jamarat, away from other people. My father says, when the person laid me on the ground, I turned around to see, he says, I could only see a white kurta and nothing else.
Allahu Akbar.
This was, alhamdulillah, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My father was a person of very few words. One day, while talking about Hajj, we asked him about this, and my brother, Abu Bakr, in worships and related this incident to me. That is one incident. In that same year, alhamdulillah, my late father, rahmatullahi, made i'tikaf in Medina Munawwara in 1981. And this, my father, I asked him myself about his experiences when he went for this Hajj and his ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. My father was reluctant to tell me, but he said, look, you are my son, I will tell you. He says, alhamdulillah, in Medina Munawwara, I went alone by myself. At that time, my father was plus minus 66 years old. He says, I went to Medina Munawwara, and while in Medina Munawwara, the thought crossed my mind, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, afforded me a second opportunity of making ziyarah of Medina Munawwara. Let me put it to the fullest use. And he decided there and then, his hotel, that I'm going to meet i'tikaf in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, without making any arrangement, any intizam or food or anything whatsoever, he said, I made intention and I set for i'tikaf in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, bear one thing in mind, presently, alhamdulillah, the situation differs too from the early days in the 80s, 70s, 80s. Today, alhamdulillah, you find when you go to Medina Munawwara in Ramadan Mubarak, alhamdulillah, you find the table spreads are laid out at iftar time, alhamdulillah. People eat, alhamdulillah, to their heart's contentment, alhamdulillah. You find the dasturkhan, the table spread indeed, is very, very vast and very, very wasi'. But in those days, there was no intizam of the type. There was a little kajur only and a little zamzam water, that's about all. My father says for a couple of days, he suffice on the kajur and zamzam water, but he said thereafter he felt dizzy. He was a bit sickly. He felt a bit dizzy, he says. And one day, he says, he was very, very hungry. Yet my father says, I did not have the heart to ask anybody anything because he felt, I'm indeed one who is the mihman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My father says that one day, he said, I was feeling very, very, very weak, he says, and I was about to fall. I was just so dizzy. And he says, while in the state, I earnestly make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just near the Roza Mubarak, we are making a tikaf. Ya Allah, through the profane and wasila of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, I'm so hungry and so weak, Allah. Ya Allah, you provide something for me. My father says, before, in our words we say, in our term, before I could say Jack Robinson, he says, in a few seconds, he says, I find somebody rushing towards me in Nurani faces. My father says, I couldn't see his face here also. There's a white, beautiful kurta, my father says. He left a utensil full of milk next to me, and the next moment, my father says, when I turned around, he disappeared.
SubhanAllah.
And alhamdulillah, at the iftar time, my father drank to his content, and alhamdulillah, and he says, that milk sufficed for me for the remainder of our days in Africa. So this was the yaqeen my father had within his heart. And as I mentioned earlier to you also, I observed myself many times when I was Verlam also, when he made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in the form of the Quran al-Kareem, made dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, muraqab also, I could see how focused my father was. That khushu and khuzu was there evident on his face. He never looked up, but from my side, I observed him very, very carefully as the son observes the father who is a man of piety, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given me truly beautiful qualities. Besides this one, alhamdulillah, I would say he made a lot of khidmat for the community he was concerned also. My late father, alhamdulillah, also was a great alim and he was a great amin also, alhamdulillah. My father, alhamdulillah, was a person very proficient in this. And alhamdulillah, the many people of Stanger, Verlium, Durban area were indeed certified to the second, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted shifa at his hands. Shifa comes in reality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan, a human being, is only a zariya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for the betterment of mankind. There was one incident, my mother, who's still alive, alhamdulillah, just related to me the other day. She says one day while in Verlam, a person came after midnight to our house and hooted. My father woke up. He asked who is it. One person from downstairs in the car was sitting there. He said, Monana, please, my son is very, very sick, please. He's crying continuously. I've taken him to a doctor also. And the doctor says, nothing's wrong with him. Please come and see him. My father was fast asleep. This was the latter portion of his life. He was a bit sickly also. Yet, my mother told him, tell him that you are sick and you want to sleep. My father said, no, to my mother, no. Let me get up. He got up, alhamdulillah, attended to the call of nature, made fresh wuzu and told the person, don't come upstairs with your son, that's taklif for you, you bring your son upstairs, let me come downstairs. My father made wuzu, went downstairs, alhamdulillah, for 20-25 minutes, alhamdulillah, my father read Quranic ayahs upon him, alhamdulillah, and thereafter, while my father recited the Quranic verses, the child fell fast asleep. The man actually cried. And he told my father, Manana, ask me anything, I will give you anything. My father says, Bhai, I do not want anything. Make dua for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept my khidmat. This was the sacrifice and qurbani my father made. This is the only one incident. Many times I remember my mother told us also, alhamdulillah, she also was an anchor of strength to him also because she gave him a lot of support and encouragement till his last breath. People used to call him at all times. My father could drive at all times, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, where they had spiritual problems. My father should go there, make ta'wizat for them, etc., and make dhamma for them thereafter and attend to them. This was the khidmat he made, alhamdulillah. And he did this only, fi sabilillah, lillah, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the acquaintance and mentor to him, alhamdulillah. You have done so much khidmat for us. This amaliyat is concerned. If you so desired, you would have become a multi-millionaire. You could earn so much money. My father mentioned by end of the day, our only desire, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I desire Allah ta'ala must reward me in the akhirat. This was the qurbani my father had heard. He was always concerned about people. Never mind to which religious denomination they belong, whether black or white or blue or green, that didn't matter to him. He was a human being. He always believed in one thing. Respect him. look after him, wherever you can, be khidmat of him, alhamdulillah, serve him. These are qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in your father, rahmatullah alayhi. This is an army, just by the way, let me tell you, alhamdulillah, my father had plus minus 3 jinnat, alhamdulillah, but as far as this is concerned, my father never met tabi'a the jinnat. He didn't read awrad and wazaif or Quranic verses to bring them under control, because in Sharia this is not jayiz. Those 4 jinnat came to him on their own free will, on their own accord, and they told him, we want to serve you as your khadim. My father was hesitant at first, but they said, without sticking the attach, we want to serve you. My father allowed them, alhamdulillah, and they served the community for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my father. In 1917, when my father's late ustad and sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Masih rahmatullah alayhi, arrived in South Africa, one day he was giving a talk in Verulam, and by the way, he was mentioning that it is not permissible for a person to make tabi' control jinnat, because this is, we as insan, human beings, are the free creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have free will, go and come where we like in the same way. The jinnat also, they are mukallaf, but they are also the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot force them against the will, like enchaining them, and thereafter taking khidmat from them. That is not jayiz. When my father heard this, my father released all 4 of them and told them, look, as from now, please go on your way, jazakumullah, for whatever you served me. And after doing this, my father related this waqiyah to Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned to him, maine un jinnat ke mutalliq kaha tha jo log tabi karte hain, ye to khud khuddam ban kar aaye, usme koi haraj nahi tha, ab main kyun azad kar diya, jab wo apni khushi se un hatedly they were serving you, you didn't make tabi of them, you didn't bring them under control against the will, so you should take it, nothing wrong there. My father mentioned, Hazrat, now I have given complete freedom now, I don't want to call them back. But even after that, look at those same jinnat, they had so much love for my father, they still came to him, okay, whenever you require us, we are there to serve you. So this was the qualities that my father, alhamdulillah, possessed, as far as amaliyat was concerned, alhamdulillah. As I mentioned earlier on, up till the day, people of the Natal area will testify to the fact, who had wasta with him, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took a lot of deenic khidmat, in this respect also it's concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again grant us the tawfiq of lillahiyat and qurbani which he had within his life. So he served deen in many, many ways, alhamdulillah. Coming back to the point about qualities of my father is concerned. Alhamdulillah, that as a father, in the words of my brother, Mawlana Abu Bakr, alhamdulillah, he related this to his friend, my father didn't leave behind any monetary benefit to us is concerned, but alhamdulillah, he instills values within us, alhamdulillah. And those values, alhamdulillah, inshallah, must last till Qiyamah in our family, alhamdulillah.
Ameen.
And with the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My father's entire life never ever owned a car also, and you always made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, grant me sufficient food where it would suffice for me and where I do not have to extend my hand to anybody. And alhamdulillah, according to dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this. My sister from Peter Maritzburg, who now resides in Pochef and Amina, mentioned to me, very beautiful, just the other day. She said, he passed away at her home in Peter Maritzburg. And she told him, Amina, bear one thing in mind. He told her a couple of times that I don't own any money and nor do I owe anybody any money.
Subhanallah.
His word. When my father passed away, when my sister opened his cupboard, she didn't find even a cent. This was my father, he made qurbani solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, in monetary terms, he left nothing, nor did we desire anything from him. But alhamdulillah, for his values are concerned, today alhamdulillah, we can say that those values which he told us about is ingrained within our heart. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to make amal upon the advices he had always given us. So this was alhamdulillah his qualities. As a father, alhamdulillah, he was a father, he was a friend, more than a friend, a confidant. When you spoke to him, he gave you a very, very deep hearing. He always listened to you very, very carefully. He never interjected whenever he spoke anything also. Always get advice, always a smiling face. My wife, and Mother Babi's also, Masifa's also, all these testiterated effect. Yeah, whenever my father saw any good within them, within us, he always said, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. If a daughter-in-law or daughter cooked something grand, he said, Alhamdulillah. The food was very, very tasty. If he saw anything negative, he kept quiet. There wasn't even a frown upon his face. Not even an expression of displeasure. This was the quality he had always. Always felt good, never negative, nor showed any negativeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a deep qualities amongst many of the qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again instill these qualities also within our hearts. One. And you always desire this can make any taklif to anybody. Many a times he had work, he should tell my sisters-in-law also, hey, look Ben, when you are free, at your time of your fursat and free, when you are free, if you have time, when it's convenient for you, please do this for me, when it is convenient for you. These are all his words, and he did it also in a tone full of simplicity and pleading, not with the hearty manner like a dictator, no. Although he was a father-in-law, he was a father to my sisters, but alhamdulillah, he always made the request. Whatever little you did for him also, alhamdulillah, my sisters, my mother, even my sisters-in-law will always tell you, and my brothers and brothers-in-law, he always made so much dua. He was so grateful, so thankful, and made so much duas. At every step, always he made dua. We made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the hidayat and ability to imbibe those qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within the heart of my father. There are many things not more to say, but because we are
coming just to the end. Maulana, you have another 3 minutes. You just may continue, Maulana.
Fine, okay, Maulana.
You may continue, Maulana.
My father, alhamdulillah, he was instrumental in solving people's problems, whether right to the marriages, social or personal problems. He served as a spiritual healer at any given time in advices. He always mentioned in business, abstain from having partners. Number two, always speak the truth. Number three, always fulfill promise. Number four, if you cannot fulfill a promise, it is better not to make a promise. Number five, he always mentioned in important decisions, always confirm, make mashwara with your children. And then the advice was also this, never leave for tomorrow what you can do for today, that is value time. Lastly, after his demise, he made his wasiyat, that if thoughts of him enter in our mind, if possible, he mentioned, it is possible, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times for his Isan al-Sawab. Simple, alhamdulillah, this was his life. I conclude with something very beautiful, which his shagird mentioned, I heard also from Father Rahmatullah himself. You always said something to this effect. He said, remember, if you cannot benefit someone, then do them no harm.
Subhanallah.
If you cannot benefit someone, then do them no harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to take his words and he has a role model for us in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put nur in his qabr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my walida, Ahtarama, also long life with that also.
Ameen, ameen.
Once again, I repeat, she made tremendous khidmat for my late walid sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to indeed, of course, emulate the way of our akabirin, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ameen, bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.
Ameen.
Jazakumullah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaykum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was Sim Ameji Sahab Daman Barakatuhum, truly fulfilling the right of a son and speaking about his honorable father in a very passionate and in a very loving and a well-researched way, covering every aspect what needed to be spoke about, well thought about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, his brother, his sisters, his mother. May Allah grant them long life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every week when I finish the program, I sit down and I say, Ya Allah, how come I was unable to meet this man? And every week it's the same regret, that if only we met the person and we benefit from them while they were alive. But really, another amazing and fascinating program. Inshallah, next week we're just discussing with management with regards to the program. We're trying to arrange a few things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, inshallah. But the following week, inshallah, we are going to be speaking and we are going to be profiling and discussing the life of Hazrat Maulana Tikri Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, the Imam of the Nurul Islam Masjid, and one of the ulama of our area. Many people have been asking also. Please forgive me, there has been a little bit of other people that have passed away in the meantime and some other commitments. But inshallah, in 2 weeks' time, we speak about the life of Marana Tikli, rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are able to keep up on this legacy and the qualities that they have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant goodness to the ummah in whichever part of the world they are, inshallah. From myself, Ubaidullah Bawjah, till next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.